Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. It's the 25th of July and you're listening to Brian. Let's get straight to the news. Indian badminton players PV Sindhu and HS Pranoy moved into the second round of the Japan Open with contrasting wins over their respective rivals in the women's and men's singles event at Tokyo on Wednesday. Fifth seed Sindhu, who faltered in last week's Indonesia Open final, took 37 minutes to get the better of unseeded Chinese player Han Yu, 21-9, 21-17, and set up a clash against Aya Ohori of Japan. In the men's draw, 8th seed Kidambi Srikanth's poor run of form continued. He crashed out after suffering defeat at the hands of compatriot Pranoy, who stunned the higher-ranked Srikanth 13-21, 21-11, 22-20 in a match that lasted 59 minutes. Srikanth, who holds a superior head-to-head record against Pranoy, started off well, clinching the first game 21-13. However, the unseeded Pranoy came back strongly, taking the second game 21-11. The decider went down to the wire with Pranoy having the last laugh. He will face Rasmus Gemke of Denmark in the second round. In the men's doubles, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated the English pair of Marcus Ellis and Chris Langridge 21-16, 21-17 to enter the second round. Italian rider Matteo Trentin used a solo attack to win stage 17 of the Tour de France after pulling clear of a group of breakaway riders. It was Trentin's third career stage win at the Tour, but first since 2014. He rode at the front for most of the stage after taking part in a breakaway that formed just after the start of the 200-kilometer hilly ride from Pont du Gard to Gap. Several top-class riders featured in the break, including 8 former stage winners. They collaborated well and opened a lead of more than 14 minutes with 50 kilometers left after a much-welcome shower thoroughly rinsed the peloton on another hot summer day. Trentin, the European champion, moved clear of the leading group about 14 kilometers from the finish at the bottom of the Col de la Sentinelle. He was first at the summit and went all out in the downhill lead to Gap. Casper Asgreen finished second, 37 seconds behind, with Olympic champion Greg Van Avermaet completing the top three. Trentin said, and I quote, "I was scared of Asgreen and I was right because he finished second after getting a free ride in the break. His tactic was to wait and wait, and so I went for it because he was also strong on the climbs and fast in a sprint." End quote. Despite the result, there was no significant changes in the overall standings as Trentin and his breakaway companions were not a threat. Julien Alaphilippe of France has the yellow jersey, with defending champion Geraint Thomas in second place overall. In the final stage before the three decisive days at high altitude, the hilly trek to the foothills of the Alps was the last opportunity for riders without ambition in the general classification to fight for a stage victory. One day after Sports Authority of India confirmed that Dejan Papik will be the new table tennis coach of India, the country's senior-most paddler, Achanta Sharat Kamal, said he hoped the new national coach does not try to reinvent the wheel with just 1 year left for the Tokyo Olympics. Sharat said, and I quote, "We are growing and we have found a system. The new coach will have to make changes within the existing system because if he tries to put in place a new system this close to the Olympics, things might go haywire." End quote. India's previous coach, the long-serving Massimo Costantini, had quit after the Asian Games last year, citing personal reasons. Under him, India had made rapid strides with historic performances at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games and Jakarta Asian Games, where the country ended a 60-year wait for a table tennis medal. Sharat explained, and I quote, "It is very difficult to coach India because it is such a huge country. It will take a while for the coach to understand the system and the players. Our main focus will be the Olympics. We have been working with or without a national coach. I have done it for 15 years. Gnanshekaran Satyan has been doing it. Manav Thakkar is also learning because it's an individual sport. The coach can help us, but we need to work on ourselves individually. So I think we need to come to terms with the coach and he also has to come along with us instead of trying to create a new system. He can do that after the Olympics. He needs to follow the existing system." End quote. Speaking about the improvements India have made in table tennis, Sharat said, and I quote, "We have improved tremendously since the last Olympic Games. In 2016, in the men's team event, we finished 25th and now we are world number 11. It is because of the system created by the Table Tennis Federation of India, UTT and SAI, that we have been able to build a strong team." End quote. In cricket news, former Indian skipper Sourav Ganguly said he was surprised to not see Shubman Gill and Ajinkya Rahane in the squad for the upcoming three-match ODI series against the West Indies. Ganguly tweeted, and I quote, "There are many in the squad who can play all formats. Surprised not to see Shubman Gill, Rahane in the one-day squad. Time has come for Indian selectors to pick same players in all formats of the game for rhythm and confidence. Too few are playing in all formats. Great teams had consistent players. It's not about making all happy, but picking the best for the country and be consistent." End quote. On Sunday, India had announced the squads for the upcoming T20Is, ODIs and Test Match series against the West Indies. Many people expressed their displeasure over the omission of Shubman Gill for the squad, as the player has been in good form, scoring 218 runs in the recently concluded 5-match unofficial ODI series between India A and West Indies A. After India's exit from the World Cup, former BCCI Secretary Sanjay Jagdale had backed Ajinkya Rahane, saying, and I quote, "In my opinion, the Indian team needs a batsman like Ajinkya Rahane at number 4. We have tried many options at the batting position for the past 3 months. We tried those batsmen who did not have a good record overseas. Rahane has always scored good runs in England." End quote. Sri Lankan fast bowler Nuwan Kulasekara called time on his international career, finishing as the third highest wicket taker among his country's pace bowlers after Chaminda Vas and Lasith Malinga. Importantly, Kulasekara was one of Sri Lanka's heroes during the victorious 2014 World T20 campaign, in which he took 8 wickets in 6 matches at an economy rate of 6.42. Kulasekara was ranked as the number 1 bowler in March 2009 ICC rankings, and his career best ODI figures of 5-for-22 came in 2013 against Australia at Brisbane. For Indian fans, their biggest connect with Kulasekara would be MS Dhoni hitting him for the World Cup winning 6 at the Wankhede Stadium in 2011. The 37-year-old Kulasekara took 199 wickets in 184 ODIs and 66 wickets in 58 T20 matches in a career spanning more than 15 years. He also played 21 tests for the island nation, taking 48 wickets. He last represented Sri Lanka in an ODI against Zimbabwe at home in July 2017 and hasn't played any competitive match since March 2018.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.